This episode is brought to you by Plated.com. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Head over to Plated.com/Atomic now and get free shipping with your first order. That's Plated.com/Atomic.
Today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. Get a free audiobook of your choice at www.audiblepodcast.com/Atomic. Hey, guys.
Hello.
We're all zenned out, and also Ellie's getting nervous and tugging at her throat, which is usually a sign that we have an energy type person on the show.
I'm very excited.
We have intuitive and medium Jill Willard.
I mean, it doesn't hurt that she's one of the most attractive people I've ever seen.
A beautiful Zen mama. And
shouldn't psychics, okay, she's not a psychic people, she's an intuitive, but shouldn't intuitives, like, they should look not like supermodels, maybe.
Anyway, we're going to sit down with her. We're going to talk about kids, intuition, and Ellie gets a personal reading.
I get a personal reading. That's why I'm not nervous at all. This is going to be great.
Let's go. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello. Do you feel like we can always tell when we have, you know, someone who is of a higher kind of spiritual goodness, because we come in very calm.
But inside, I feel like I ate 1,000 jelly beans.
Ellie always
gets
nervous.
Introduce our guest. It's so exciting.
Okay. So our guest today is Jill Willard. Jill is first and foremost a mother to three beautiful kids. Jill is my friend. We've known each other now for
10 years?
Decade. Is that
about
it?
Mm-hmm. About.
And Jill is also an intuitive and a medium. Are those two different things? Is that?
They are different things.
Yeah.
I think they come from the same place, but it's just like with anything, there's many different ways to get to our intuition, or we have different aspects of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because does medium specifically imply that you connect with those who've gone beyond?
Absolutely. Okay. Those who've passed on.
Yes.
Exactly.
Got it. Well, it's funny because I've known Jill now for a long time, and I think you did one of your like first kind of readings with me.
Yes.
And now she's like this very crazily in demand goddess. She's done some amazing articles for Goop, which we'll post up for our listeners.
Yeah, if you're waiting for us to post it, look it up on Goop. Becoming Intuitive and the Power of Trusting Your Gut is one of the titles.
Yeah. And I just wanted to start off by talking a little bit about your journey, to finding this within you and embracing it, and kind of how you, I mean, such a crazy thing to think about, because I feel like we all have those moments when we think like, wow, I feel like I knew that, or I feel like I understood something deeper there. But so many of us kind of just pass that over and gloss it over. So
absolutely.
What's your story, Jill?
What's my story? Well, you're a big part of that story, Bianca. Truly, I think how I embraced this element that I believe we all have, but it's definitely in the feminine side, even for our males, is through women and girlfriends. And you're a large part of that. I think it was in my early 30s or late 20s that I finally acknowledged it was real and it was powerful, it being our intuition. And so it was girlfriends that pushed me forward and introduced me to great healers and other strong females to kind of bring that out of me, in me, I should say. And it's just like us being here now, it's a lot of that collaboration, and we're always better together, which in our culture, we tend to want to say we're better apart or we're better competing. And I just think that's absolutely not true. So it's more in the feminine and the sisterhood that brought this out. The journey was long, as you know, because it's becoming quite lovely to be intuitive or have this aspect. But just a few years ago, it was not at all. It was much more dark and crystal ballish, which that's fine to be a little bit more in the dark at times, but I think we all need to shine and bring out the light. So the journey's been a good decade or two at least. And then having a first child opens our intuition, as I think we can all agree, opens our mother intuition or our feminine intuition even more, helps us realign, helps us clear things of the past and with old dynamics. And it's always good to have new and clear, as you know. And then when we clear and open, the intuition grows. So it's exactly what happened on my long plight.
Do you remember a particular instance where you're like, oh, this is my life's purpose? Like when you accepted the hero's journey, like you accepted the call.
And this involves Bianca again. There was a great healer up in Santa Barbara, California, Jennifer Freed, who read astrological charts. She still does. She's known as an evolutionary astrologer. And she showed in the chart, you have this psychic ability, you'll use it very kindly. And she said some nice, kind leaders in our world that use it kindly. And to come back in 1 year, she asked me who the president was and certain things. So I came back in 1 year and all that had happened. I said, oh, shoot, I guess I have to do this professionally. And that's, we had just had our first child then. And that was the key moment, honestly, where it turned.
And what is one thing that you want your children to know? Like if you could impart on them one thing.
One thing, that they're already beautiful and complete and that no one else holds that key. So let's not put layers on ourselves or labels on ourselves. Just truly be us, be in our intuition or be in our whole being. And then as parents, we're just actually guides and mentors. We're truly not creating them the way we think we are. You know, they're already created by something bigger. So for them to hold true to that, and that it's safe and it's joyful and it's rich.
I was just about to ask, like, how do you keep that from being scary? You know, like when you say like taking away the labels and taking away like our self-concept that can feel so... The limitlessness of it can feel intimidating.
Yeah, two things. One, I think we guide them. So if we're not walking our walk, then it's scary to them because we're not holding fort. We're not holding the space for them to step into their own because we're not in our own. And then two, we really have to be grounded and be in our roots for them because they're so young. They're rooting in their tree or in their society, in their body. And those roots go back to our parents and our past. So clearing out our roots helps them feel very safe. And they also know how to do it too. Let's say they make a mistake or they don't connect with a certain parent or an extended parent or even a friend or a teacher. They feel empowered to reroute for themselves because we're rerouting. Does that make sense? It can then becomes unscary. It's like putting a stake in the ocean and letting it get a little sea salt around it and feel very grounded and yummy.
Do you see things about your kids?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. But I still, because you know this, I'm so close to it. I still seek others to see if what I see is clear. But I do, especially when I'm clear and centered and meditating and whatnot. I really do.
And is that, I mean, I would imagine it's probably like on the one side you could use it as a tool, right?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Mommy knows.
I absolutely would not want to be the girl like, coming home.
Exactly.
But do they know? I mean, have you discussed this with them? Are they aware of your abilities or what you do as a job?
Such a good question. So our oldest is 8 years old, as you know, our son who adores you.
Eight.
And our daughter is six, and then we have a little, as you know. Our 8-year-old knows, our son, and he kind of looks at me and knows. He's just like, I'm not going to get away with this. So this is why I didn't get a dojo point at school today. The few times he tries, he just looks and knows there's no way. This is where eye contact is key with our children and each other because everyone is intuitive and can see, not being honest, in that reflection when we're looking in someone else's eyes, if that makes sense.
It does. And I feel like children especially, like they have that, right?
We do.
To, like,
they're so close
to
the
further
light.
Away from it. That's it. They're so close to the light.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And then our daughter has had it, I think, as you know, since birth. And when I first started doing the mediumship aspect of this, which scared me to death, she was only a couple months old. She cried in the night in this strange yelp when the first time I did an intuitive reading where the mediumship happened. And then I went the next day to this great little place called The Path down in South Bay near where we live. And the woman knew. I walked in the door to find sage to help clear energy. And I usually don't use a lot of tools or crystals or anything like that, as you know, but it really worked to use some sage to clear energy that I had brought home. So our daughter's known, unfortunately, since she was little in ways, but then she loves, she knows I let her express herself. So she sees, we walk our walk of letting her be intuitive with herself and her decisions. It's very empowering. So she's learned it organically. She's learned both sides actually already, unfortunately, but I'll treat her well one day.
Jill and I, it was such a gift, and I never would have ended up doing it or have found it on my own, but Jill contacted me when I was first pregnant, and she said, oh, there's this amazing Kundalini prenatal teacher workshop that we should take at this amazing yoga place called Golden Bridge, which closed. And they still are open in Santa Monica, but the one in Hollywood closed. But we had such a special, I was just 29 or 30 weeks pregnant, and you were how far along?
36 weeks.
Yeah.
And you were magnificent.
And we just got to have this amazing I remember for me, it was really special because I had just worked for 6 months and, you know, the whole time of working was all about, people knew, I mean, I was open about the pregnancy, but everything was hiding it. Like the wardrobe was to hide it. You know, it was like when I was feeling certain ways, I didn't want to let on, or I didn't want to be a pain in the butt on set. And so, you know, I would keep my mouth closed. And it's like, we went to this workshop and I remember like the very first day they did this, there's a song, and if you aren't familiar with yoga, it's called Long Time Sun.
Okay, I would take Sabrina to Mommy and Me yoga there, and every time they'd sing, can you guys sing it? I don't know. I can't sing. I'm telling you, every time at the end of the class, I'm telling you, I would sob.
Maybe
every time I would
maybe
cry.
We'll put a link up for our listeners so they can hear it, because I really feel like, I don't know about Jill, but me personally, I don't want to turn anybody off.
But I would cry every time.
But they had us put our hands on our bellies and sing to our children, and it was like the first time I really felt like I was pregnant and that this was child was real and she was here with me, and I just bawled. I mean, just bawled. And it was such a special time, and we got to be there together. And unfortunately, our kids have not gotten to spend as much time outside of the womb.
Absolutely.
But this summer, we're going to Yes, they are connected. Yeah. But I think what we're going to take a little break, and we're going to come back, and I think we're going to have, if Jill's cool with it, Jill do a reading for Ellie.
Absolutely.
Ellie smiles nervously. We'll be right back. Ellie, I have a major problem.
Yeah, which one?
I don't like to cook. I'm not a big cook, never have been.
That's
I married
why we're friends.
Yeah. I married an amazing chef. He makes all sorts of things. He now has a job in the evenings, and so I have been left on my own to prepare meals for myself, my child, and my husband for when he comes home from work. So
and
what
that's
do
why
I do?
We're excited about Plated. Okay, maybe you've heard about these guys on Shark Tank. Plated is for folks who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes, but don't have the time to find all the perfect ingredients. Here's how it works. You go to plated.com/atomic and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes with new selections every week. The culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. Nothing is wasted, and everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose.
That's amazing. And I should do that. And also, I always hate the waste. So when you go and you buy something specifically just for a recipe and then you never use it ever again, it just
never,
sits in your fridge.
Never ever again. Like the one time I try and cook Thai food and then I end up with fish sauce in my fridge for like 3 years.
So tell
me
what you're cooking.
Not moved in forever, by the way. So I have all these old bottles. I should deal with that.
So what have you made?
Okay. Well, last Friday I made steak frites, creamy shallot sauce, and sauteed spinach, which made Adam very excited.
And he thinks his wife can cook.
Yeah, so that came with spinach and garlic and lemon and a shallot and potatoes and white wine and spicy mustard and horseradish and sour cream. And speaking of like not wanting a huge jar of horseradish, like because you never use it.
Yeah.
It was perfect. He loved it. And it made me look like I was like, you know.
Awesome. Well, I am.
Made me look good.
I am heading over to plated.com to start my meal delivery service today.
Not home for your delivery? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives, even on warm days. And guys, it's summer. It's getting really hot. So prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to plated.com/atomic right now, guys, and get free shipping with your first order. That's plated.com/atomic.
Okay, we're back.
I feel like I should let down my hair or something. Like maybe my energy like will be more.
You guys, we are here with my dear friend Jill Willard, who is a psychic and a medium, and she is going
intuitive.
To intuitive. Yes,
I guess you say psychic.
Yeah,
intuitive.
I say intuitive. Yeah. I always have, as you know, but it, psychic is what it is.
Well,
it's a part of it.
I agree, though. It's like I think psychic is just kind of the term that we've jumped to all of these years, but I like intuitive better as well. And so we're going to do a little reading for Ellie, and we're just going to see where it pans out.
So exciting. I have to say, Ellie, I'm so proud of you because it truly is in the being that this all opens up, the being here now or being present. So you honoring that and just really being present with this. For all the listeners, it's just incredible. It'll be fun.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
You want me to begin?
Yes.
Woo!
Do we need to sing a little song or something?
Do.
My toes are sweating.
The toe sweat.
I feel very
the toe sweat. That would actually be in the
dipping. I'm skinny dipping in the now. I used to say that for my blog.
I love that.
Skinny dipping in the now.
With open arms, love. Just dive right in. There you go. No, yeah. So breath is always key, as we know. Bianca knows. I always want to call you B. Bianca knows I'm big on the breath. But so breathe in, and that will help relax and open those lungs up. You know, we were talking earlier as mothers and women how much can get trapped in our body. And so when we breathe in, you know, some people are loving the juices and all these different things, but to breathe in the lungs really is more, I don't want to say more detoxifying, but many science say it's 75% of detoxification is in the lungs. So whatever part, it's a big part of clearing. And we always have our lungs with us, even if we're at the park or we're somewhere where we can't go get a great meal. So breathing in the lungs helps relieve all that, and you'll feel very centered. And then when you skinny dip, there's no drowning. There's no laying on the bottom. Yeah. No tantruming either. But honestly, in all seriousness, no tantruming between us or between the children as well. But to begin your reading, a big part of what comes in a lot for a lot of women in different ways is relationships and relations, I like to say. I think it's a much stronger term. And coming to the now with our femininity. And it's such a beautiful year for that, where we really come into our feminine and know that that's powerful, because if we believe in energy centers or chakras, we're now all, I'm 41. I know you guys are younger, but we're all coming into that place if we're over about age 25, 28, where we should move through our roots, through our pleasure energy center, where our sexual organs are, our stomach or our power, and then getting into the heart. And that's where the lungs are. And it's so hard to bring our relationship all the way up into the heart, because many of us, I really think all females at this point in time, even young children, have experienced some form of pain or disappointment or any of that. And that really reflects our relationships. So for you, that's one thing that's big, is the green element. So I brought you that green bracelet. And just to bring in more love. It does mean bring in more green. That can be chlorophyll or fresh air, oxygen. But truly kind of step into your own power as a female. One big thing that happens is we don't let go of our past and our roots. We're not taught that in our culture. You know, in many cultures, when you're 13, you get thrown out into the wild or whatever, or in some traditions like Judaism, you have a bar mitzvah, a bat mitzvah, and you really are stepping into adulthood. I know it's a lot about the gifts these days and the party, but you are stepping into this next phase of power and then heart and unity. But that's something we don't honor at all. So for you, if you can really step into that and picture your heart, I bet your heart's in your throat right now, but or your toes, right. But bring so much energy that's all in the heart for you. This will mend old relationships. And then even in your current, it'll make you feel super empowered to be a stronger mother. You're a beautiful mother. And it seems like wife.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Because I wanted to make sure. Yeah, he's over there. So it's important you have both elements. You have the child below you, but you have husband right there over your shoulder, literally being your, it wasn't just rock, is also your back, if that makes sense. He's got your back and he's up high. So he lets you take steps forward. I know he's glad you're here now. He's not sitting there cursing that you and Bianca are empowering women and empowering yourselves. So that's big. So for the biggest thing for you is knowing that within yourself, which is the hardest at the end of the day as women. We love to cast out, oh, we don't have enough green. So we don't have enough riches. We don't have enough health. We don't have enough young skin. We don't have enough for our child. Our child doesn't have the right stroller. Our child doesn't have this or that, or we don't have this or that. But that's really a calling of our own inner child, or that age of 7 to 14 where it's about relationships to things. Does that make sense? So by the time we're our age, and this is what your husband's showing too, we can know it's all good and that it's all truly within, right? Because like we were saying earlier, no one can take our lungs away, our stomach away. And it's really empowering the heart to beat stronger and calmer. And then also the belly to really, you know how much we've been talking about the gut and the gut's the second brain, to go there for intuition and motherhood and even womanhood versus our brain, which just starts going. Does that make sense? Get back in the limbic system of the brain, which is all about nurturing, versus the, you know, prefrontal cortex and the back of our old memory. I think you bounce back a little bit in between those two, which is not your fault or responsibility, because we've been moving through this for generations of that's the way our school system is, our society. So as soon as you start calming, you're gonna feel so good head to toe, literally, if that makes sense. And then it's funny, the last thing, are you an online shopper?
A little bit.
It wants you to start touching versus anything online, because you both have this in you where do know the whole chain, and you're very intuitive. So you could look at this and go, I like this. This was handmade in downtown, or you can touch it and go, that's, you know, China or Cambodia, which is okay. People think I'm so black and white about this, and I'm not. It's just you need to intuitively take ownership that if we're buying in China, we're buying in China, and feel okay with that, because we end up feeling guilt, and that goes to grief in the lungs or the stomach, because we feel we've lost power, and that's because we're making too quick a decision. So it said something about, like, when you see things online, try to feel them first and then decide if you want them. So if you see it in a store, you can go online, but just know the totality of what you're choosing. And that's the soul you came in as, and you weren't mirrored that, you know, and that means even in school and as we're getting older, you know, as women, we turn to turn off certain aspects of ourselves, because it's like, who do we think we are to be this rich and this whole, but you're very rich and whole. So step back into it. Some women are reaching. Go ahead.
With the green, can you talk a little bit about what green represents again?
Absolutely. So in energy center terms, so what we're talking about is we've started doing these meditations per energy center to really help open. And we all need different color at different times. And green really represents the heart element, and right below the heart and then right above the heart. And it truly is that heart health. When you hear even the generation above us who are in their 60s, 70s, 80s, it's a lot about alkaline, having an alkaline body and eating our greens, as you know. So the green is truly the heart and how to open the heart. But really what we need, and I'm so glad you asked this question, is we need our stomach or our power center to be working like an inner fire, which I think Bianca has 110%. It's so gorgeous and glorious, because we have to have our stomach working, not just in the foodie process. It's really more our nervous system. How do we feel when someone looks at us? How do we feel with intimacy? How do we feel with where we're at in the world with our power? And we can use it beautifully and not with any guilt. Does that make sense? So green really represents that color green that you have in between the yellow and the green, really honoring that aspect, that breastbone and energy right below it, and opening and really empowering and fusing, making a lot more choices that give you more green. And then you get to open up. It feels really good. And sometimes it can feel like a cramp, because when we're opening up our heart center, we can feel pain. And sometimes that's a nervous pain or a pain of anxiety. We need to push through it instead of retract back down into our stomach system. Then we get more nerves in our belly going. And that really affects elimination, anxiety, our adrenals. It affects yeast. You know, yeast is becoming a big thing for females, and just affects a lot of different aspects. I'm not saying that's you at all.
Right. Yeah. I have a yeast infection right now. No, I don't.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I do not.
No, you don't.
But if I did, it'd be okay. Anyone who has, any listener has
yeast infection. Exactly. It's fine. Absolutely.
Sometimes when I meditate, I get this pain behind my shoulder blade. And I had a teacher once say, you know, that's near your heart chakra.
Spot on.
And she was like that, because I was like, it's weird. I'm in really good shape. I shouldn't, 10 minutes, like I shouldn't get this like piercing, like a blade
right there.
Me.
So wild. Did you see how your husband is behind you in your aura? He's got your back. That's what we started with. That's why he's protecting you from that. And that can feel like a stab in the back from females throughout your life. And it's a very important factor to honor that the energy system is back there as well. So I love that you honor that. And then lastly, the other article, and I had a feeling this would come in organically, that we wrote with Goop is The Four Bodies. And this is very empowering for women and men as well, because we have our physical body, and then we have our emotional body around that. I kind of say like a ginger woman or a gingerbread man, right? So then you kind of have the energy around it. The energy around your physical body is known as the nervous system. And so touch plays a big role, but so does any energy coming at you. And that's your emotional sensory. So it's also your hormones and adrenals, and all of that gets caught. Your cortisol gets caught in that arena. So you can work out and be so beautiful physically, but emotionally that doesn't help anything. Truly, I believe, well, it helps lower. Some people say, well, it helps lower your blood pressure. It does help with some physical elements to work out. But true emotional wealth is in the feminine side of things. So that's meditation. That's stillness. That's walking slowly. It's swimming and getting things off of you. It's that kind of thing, great yoga. That's why we get that yoga glow. And then the third body around it is called the mental or intellectual body. And some people think that's a couple inches out or 6 inches a foot out of us. And that's, you can often tell who overthinks.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of people live in that.
Absolutely. And they can be very thin because they're overthinking. And so their nerves are going. So they can actually look like they're not wearing weight, but they are energetically, as you know. They're just very, right?
Yeah.
Well, whenever I'm there, it's like, that's what's so exhausting.
Exactly.
Like, oh my God, shut up, brain.
Well, exactly. I love that you honor that.
It's so draining when you don't stop.
Yeah.
Spot on. And we all have that. That's that half of the brain that's the analytical. So the physical and mental or the analytical side are more the masculine side of us all. And then the feminine side is the emotional body. And then that last body is the spirit or spiritual body. And that connects us. We're all connected there. We're connected, all the listeners right now, by our spiritual body. So, and we don't honor that in our culture. So then sometimes we do something, we're like, that wasn't me. Well, a lot of times you were at a party and you were picking up a lot of other people's energy. Mm-hmm. And then you might've had a drink or not, or gone out into the world and something happened. It wasn't your whole responsibility. It's where I get, it's frustrating for me when people get so black and white or 0, 100%. That was all your fault. Not at all. We're so all interconnected.
How do we handle boundaries then? Like, let's say we're sensitive people too, like, yeah, other people's energy, right? Yeah. Or what you're saying is like, don't take it on.
Yeah, I think we don't
have to take on other people.
A good specific example to give of this, because we get asked this a lot, yeah, is like parents that feel either judgment or opinions of other parents. So yep, maybe we can speak to that, because that's, yeah, something that gets addressed a lot.
Brilliant. So first off, that goes a lot to the third chakra or energy center, which is the stomach. And that's, we tend to gain that wisdom at age 14 to 21. So think about your times in high school where you were learning your power and your boundaries, and where we didn't learn power and boundaries, especially as females, because our culture has not let females execute boundaries. We are a bitch, or we are being rude, when a male can say the same thing and they're being cool and magnificent.
It's funny. It's also the age when we're told to suck in.
Exactly. And literally suck in our stomach.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Chakra. Yeah,
yes,
suck in
our stomach. Well said. So there's that. But then also, and that's known as more of a masculine energy center for us all. And then, but then the roots, our mothers, all of our mothers, our generations was not able to execute power or roots. So what happens in those first years that we don't even remember play a huge role in our brain, and we can clear it. We just need to know it's there. We did that clearing during that week of the rebirthing.
Oh, yeah.
That chills, right? Oh, remember that? I didn't even think of that. But my point is, the roots is kind of, our first 7 years are the roots of our tree, and we have to have clear roots or anything can knock us over. Mm-hmm. So think, if we don't have roots, the wind comes, someone at the park saying your child's being rude, or what kind of parent are you? If we have roots, we can look at them and smile and be like, I'm a lovely parent. So are you. If we have no roots, we're just knocked over. And then the adrenals go and the cortisol, and then we don't have boundaries, because then they can come all the way in. And it's just fascinating. I truly believe we have a very, I almost said unkind, but we have a very uncultured way of raising children, where it is so black and white that we're told that children have to share so early, and we have to share so early. That's just not the way at all. We cannot empower children to own something and give it away if we teach them to give it away first. Does that make sense? So as mothers, we really do need that power energy source going in our roots to stand there and go, when our child's done, he will pass it to you. If it's the other child's toy, we can say, there you go, here's your toy. But we need to be able to stay empowered.
Yeah.
I have to tell you a really funny quick story. We did some preschool tours this weekend, and one of the preschools was talking about how they deal with conflict resolution with kids. And this was just a very simple explanation they gave of when a child has a toy that another child wants. And I thought it was so beautiful, because they said, they'll ask the child who has the toy, say, John, how long do you want to have the toy? And they have a limit of up to 5 minutes. And they said, of course, the younger kids, if they're two, usually say two, because that's the age they are. But if they're older, five, they usually say the 5 minutes, because that's the most they can have it. Mm-hmm. They say 5 minutes, and then they set the timer. And then the child who is waiting for the toy gets to sit and hold the timer. And they said that usually the kid doesn't even end up holding on to the toy for the full 5 minutes, because they lost interest in it and they only just wanted to prove that they had the right to hold on to it. I thought that was so lovely. Mm-hmm.
Spot on. You know, I want to give credit to Miss Jeannie Wood, because in our town where we live, there's a little preschool that we went to the orientation, and it said sharing with an X across it, and saying sorry, X across it. And my husband and I were like, we're doing everything wrong. And she literally said, at age 3, you need to say when you're done, or that is your toy to play with, so can he have it when you're finished? And they said 99% of the time, the child gives the toy away long before what you think. And it happened every time. That's the preschool we went to, and it was brilliant.
But they need the acknowledgement that it's theirs.
That it's theirs. Yeah. It's not And how many adults do we know that are still stuck in age 3?
Can we talk for a moment about, you were saying with me, like, stepping into my power and my feminine side. Mm-hmm. So obviously, I feel like in this culture, at least, you know, power is equated with masculinity. So, like, can we talk about feminine power?
I love that. So of course, here I go with the energy centers again, but I'll just say this. So we all, if we have our two sides of our brain, even just the being and doing, or the analytical and the creative, or the analytical and intuitive. So we have two sides of us. We have a masculine side and a feminine side. As you're going up every energy center, we could think of it as like a coffee bean or something that, or a black and white cookie, like Bianca and I used to love, where it's half feminine, half masculine. So when you're coming into your power source, when you're age 14, 15, you've got your masculine and feminine side. Think of the stomach. So the stomach's going to be half in your masculine side, half in your feminine side in a way. I know some scientists are going to say it's not exact, but let's just visualize that. Mm-hmm. Point is, you need your feminine side of power and your masculine side of power balanced, and you need to use both sides. So you need to use the being side, the intuitive side of, gosh, that doesn't feel right, or that does feel right. And then your analytical side of, why does it feel right? Or what is the knowledge I have about this? And then make a decision from both. So your power center needs to be both as well. We've been very turned off in our feminine side. So even I've been dealing with a lot in recent weeks, even females who are in high powered positions, whether it be in the media, in computer science, in Hollywood as well, but also I'm thinking of social media, some of these big companies where so much money's going in, Facebook, Twitter, all these different things, LinkedIn. Females, even in the publishing world, females that had to work their way up, even our age, younger and even older, have needed to use so much of their masculine side, and we understand that, respect it. Around the end of 2011, beginning of 2012, that needed to cease, in the sense we need to bring the feminine side in. So for all your listeners and all of us, how do we up that feminine side of our power chakra, that third energy center, or even the feminine side of our heart chakra, is very important to be in stillness, meditation. And so many people say, I don't have 40 minutes. I can't get to a center. My child is doing that. And I say, please do not do it in rigidity. Do it when they're about to go to sleep, or they're asleep in their nap, or you're waking up early in the morning for some, or you're waiting for a dentist appointment, or you're on a walk and you have 20 minutes, or you're waiting to get into yoga, anything.
There's a great YouTube video we'll post as well. Of a mom meditating with her child in the morning in the room, and she's sitting. It's a child-proof room, so the child can't get out, and they can play with most everything in there. And she's sitting and she's meditating with one eye just still open, and the kid. Exactly. And then it's so beautiful. The kid comes over and she pulls him into a hug, and then she releases him and he goes on playing and she goes back to meditating. And so there are actually some really beautiful videos online of how to meditate with your child, and I think that's
Thank
really
you,
great.
Baby. Yeah, incredible.
But we can also talk about your little meditation tool that you brought me some gifts of.
You're so sweet.
I want you to talk about that because it's so
Thank
beautiful.
You. Well, we just took a lot of creative energy and created these little meditation kits, because like what we're talking about, myself included, it's not about having things around you, but sometimes you need something that reminds you to meditate, or something to touch that calms us. Those fingers are part of that heart chakra. Mm-hmm. So we started this meditation company just with these basic IMs that I've done since I was very young. I'll speak for myself. I needed self-nurturing growing up, because I think in generations, sometimes our mothers, grandmothers, and our fathers and grandfathers haven't been in their feminine side. So a lot of these IM meditations worked for me all through my life and were very helpful to clear things and open. So we brought it into a meditation kit and a meditation company called IM for intuitive meditation. And then we just have these little I am meditations per color. So if it's red in the root, it can be I am secure, I am safe, I am rooted, I am grounded. When we're talking about the heart, it can touch as the green kit. It can be I am love, I am open, I am balanced, I am protected is a beautiful one. Mm-hmm. The power energy center is represented by the yellow. A lot of people think those are Live Strong bracelets, or revamping the Live Strong because they're bright yellow. But that's a lot about I am powerful, I am worthy. Worth is a big one, as we know. So it's just a way to bring in good energy that we can all have a few tools.
And where Thank can you. Listeners go to purchase these?
IMcommunity.com. So Aww. It's I and an M for intuitive meditation again. And then online there's a little store.
Well, we will definitely put up links. And
Thank you.
Let's take a little break. And then when we come back, I want to talk to you about your tip.
Just a reminder that today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is offering you, the listener, a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to www.audiblepodcast.com/atomic and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy.
So what are you listening to right now, Ellie?
Well, I'm still listening to The Untethered Soul.
Oh, that's what I wanted to download. And this is a great thing, because honestly, you can be out on a walk and realize, I maybe want to go an hour longer.
I'm going to kick this butt into real shape.
I didn't even tell you this. I did that with this book the other day. I ended up walking, because I've got the Fitbit, I walked like 12,000 steps.
What?
I ended up walking up to the observatory, and then the Griffith Park Observatory for this, you know, and all the way around, up and back down. It was like a 2-hour hike, and it was because I got so involved with listening to this book.
See, you guys, your buns of steels are literally just an audible.com download away. So listen, guys, go to audiblepodcast.com/atomic. That's audiblepodcast.com/atomic and get started today. Ellie's eating more popcorn because Jill's telling us about future children. But I wanted to tell a story about Jill and her husband, Mark, and my husband, Michael, and I had dinner. And gosh, 2 years ago now?
Two years ago, probably about 2 months.
And I hadn't seen Jill in a while, but, and did I know you were already pregnant or did you?
No.
Did you?
No.
No. So I did.
Did you?
Or you told me? I don't know. Anyway, no. Jill was probably about eight, nine weeks pregnant at that point. Mm-hmm. And I was pregnant and didn't know it yet. Mm-hmm. I had actually was about to find out that I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. And we went to dinner and Jill didn't even know that we were trying. And the boys left the table to go fill the meters. And I was like, you know, because you know when you're trying and like you got to tell somebody. And so I was like, Jill, we're trying. And she's like, oh my God, I could see the child above you. And I didn't want to say anything because I didn't know if you were actively trying or maybe there was a little surprise on the way. But she totally knew and she saw her and that was so crazy. And that was before I even knew. Amazing. Yeah.
You're so very
when
pregnant.
When you see it, like what do you see? What's the aura
That's such
look
a great
like?
Question. I see it looks like a little baby. It looks like a chirp. They're talking away. Their personalities are already there. That's why I fully believe the soul has its personality, which when birth plays another role, maybe like in astrologically, but it has its personalities. So like she had this darling little girl above her and it was really magnificent, who was going to be her dearest friend, by the way, but they were going to have, they're similar in ways. And then I know Bloom got some of Daddy too, which is just magnificent as well. But it just shows that they literally look, so to be specific, she was already a foot or two and she just looked like a baby and she's talking away. Sometimes if they've, if they're not here quite yet, if they're not formed, they look like little angels. They look a little more like a sketch, for better term, or a hologram, if they're not in full form.
Like in this room right now, is it a room full of people? Or
it's a room full of animal energy. I cannot lie. Dogs and birds. What's the birds?
We had birds growing up.
You did?
Yeah.
That's probably it. Mm-hmm. We've passed away and they're here.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
In my family, we've had lots of birds. I mean, my brother and sister and I always had birds, but we have one living bird still, an African gray parrot, who is so creepy because it's not creepy. It's actually really special. I don't know why I said creepy, some could say that, but he's just is so specifically mimics people's voices. And so he still speaks in my dad's accent. You know, my dad's been passed now for almost 5 years. And you'll walk in the room and he'll look right at you and go, how are you?
Oh my gosh.
And it's my dad's voice. 100%. But the funniest one is he'll go, shit. Shit. And it's totally my dad. So
this is scaring me because I didn't know of one bird and I didn't even think of the owl. So these are cage birds that are that were
so
there you are.
My birds are visiting.
Your birds are visiting. They're high.
Lots of animals growing up.
Lots of animals are in here in this beautiful place.
Is my dad around?
Oh yeah. And that's what I was gonna say to both of you. You have a grandmother here. But we'll talk about that. She's on this side. She's below. Anyway, yes, your dad is here. Also, what's here, which I don't want to freak out listeners, but I'm going to take this opportunity. So Bianca was so dear to me. I had a little office in Manhattan Beach, but B came up to her little bungalow. And I think I gave two readings there the whole 2 years. And I'm like, Bianca, come to the house. We'll sit on the couch and have tea. And I'll never forget it because it's so hard to park in Manhattan Beach. And it was about time to see you. And I think this is before texting, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because there's no phone. I think you had called, though. But you had called. You did your beautiful diligence. But about one moment, I think you know the story, 30 seconds before Bianca comes up the stairs, this cute little clear energy. I'm probably going to scare a lot of listeners. But this energy came in like this little guard. a foot high. And I rarely see that kind of stuff. I really do, because I've asked visually. I don't want to see things, especially when I'm breastfeeding in the middle of the night or whatnot. I'm like, please, I don't want to see a face, but you can talk to me if you need to. Anyway, regarding energies, but this cute little, it wasn't a gnome, but this clear little like kid-like energy came and peeked around the corner, scared me to death. I'm in the kitchen making our tea and I look at, toward the stairs, and then Bianca walked up right behind and that energy is here.
It was my little warrior, like little coming warrior. In to like stake out the place.
It was your entourage. Like
my bodyguard.
It was, but it darling, it wasn't a person. I know I'm probably going to scare a lot of people. It was an energy from like the highest heavens, from far off Neverland.
Oh.
It was amazing. It scared me. So then it was lovely once I saw. And then she came walking right in.
That makes me feel really good. It's good to be reminded of those things.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And by the way, let us just say, we all have something around us, whether a guardian, earth angels, family who've passed away, and so do our children. And so if I can say one thing here, it's really to let those energies help your children. So let's say your child's going off to school for the first time or is older and getting in a car. It's not that you can, well, you want to do your diligence to be a great parent. You don't want to rely solely on whatever these energies are, but you can sometimes, I still do this, say, okay, go watch over them. They're out near the street. And you can direct energy. And we're proving that in quantum physics.
Yeah.
We really are. Or you, there's a bully at school and you just put clear energy around that child and you just say, all good light or all good energies or angels, whatever you call it, go watch over my child.
Yeah. We had my friend Jake, Juju Jake, to be exact, came on the show. And one of the things that Jake told me when I first started working with him was that it's not a bad idea when you meditate to first imagine a halo of white light around you, because you are vulnerable when you go to those deeper consciousness and you can open to things that maybe you don't necessarily want coming in and influencing. So
well said.
Yeah. I want to talk before we, because it's just not ever enough time.
We need to talk about grandma.
Let's talk
about she after.
Yes. Okay. Sorry, everyone. I want to talk about your TED Talk. I just found out about this. I am so, TED Talks are like my favorite thing. I want to go. If you don't know what TED Talks are, you can go. I think it's just TEDTalks.com, is it? Yeah. And it's, you guys, it's just like every inspirational, informative, sometimes some of them are like a couple minutes, some of them are 20 minutes long, and they're these amazing, charismatic, smart people that are talking about what they know best. And
it makes you look at the world in a different way.
Yeah, it's really truly like, honestly, like I think if you're having a hard day or a bad day, go on there. And I sometimes just Google inspirational TED Talks and a bunch will come up. Maybe we'll put a couple of our favorites up. I'm giving us a lot of homework. I know,
Bianca,
episode.
You're going to be busy with all your homework.
Oh, it's good.
So tell me, how did this happen?
It happened. I have to say disclaimer, because I was just going to do a 1 minute I am meditation in between the TED Talks. This was for TEDx Olympic Boulevard. I think it was our second year of doing it. It was just last week. So we met these two beautiful women, which, as you were saying, it's amazing to be there in the day. And I really, anyone should go to a TED Talk, or a day of TED Talks are fantastic. They're always so powerful and there's always a theme intuitively. You know, I don't even think anyone knows. It's kind of bigger than the whole. But point is, I was going to do just a simple 1 minute meditation. And then these two darling women, Kristen and Dana, asked if I would do a full TED Talk. And it's funny how it happened organically, because you know me, all the Jill and me was like, TED Talks are amazing. I would never do one. And then all of a sudden they're like, can you do it? I'm like, sure. So I had a couple of weeks, well, more than a couple of weeks to prepare. And I did a shorter one and it was wonderful. But I'll tell you, the day before in practice, I biffed it 110%. It was just awful. And then they actually called me. I hope they don't mind I tell the story. It was literally 10 o'clock at night. I came home. I go, it was awful, honey, to my husband. He's like, no, I know you're great. I go, no, I was really awful. And then the phone rings and it's them. And they're like, step into your masculine, Jill. Because I'm far too feminine about things at times. So it's good. We should mention that. It's good to be balanced in both sides, of course. Anyway, so I said, I got it. And I wore a great dress, cream Isabel Marant dress with blue J. Crew Oxfords, and went out and male Oxford shoes, and just went and then just did the TED Talk about meditation, and it really worked. So you can see that it'll be, they're releasing them, I think, this week. And it's all about meditation and intuition. And really simple.
So for our listeners, this will be probably, it'll already be up. So we'll make sure that we link that for you guys.
Thank you.
One last question.
Yeah.
I always have to throw in the last
question. Yes. I love it.
Okay. I'm pretty intuitive. It's the how to react or how to respond. So I know the answer. Like, so I'll get a text and I'll know what my
true answers, not just like my reactionary self, but just like what my real response is. But then all the drama for me in my gut is about like how to tell the other person about that, or how to respond in a loving kind way, even though I know it's not what they want to hear.
Oh, so well said. I hear you. So two things on that. Why am I with this two things all the time? But one, we were studying, not studying, but our Kundalini yoga was under Yogi Bhajan because it was Golden Bridge. And he has a great quote that I always get on my tea bag from him that says, act, do not react, or act, not react. So that's one. So always go in the, I don't say offense, but act. So even when energy comes at you, even take a breath so the energy subsides, and then see how you want to act, or your action, so you're not reacting. And I'm so big in the reacting and the defense, and I've had to learn how to lay that down. That often comes from the root thing. Like if energy is coming at us, we feel like we're going to bowled over. So we react, kind of keep the energy where it needs to be.
I'm finally getting better about like not responding immediately.
Well said.
So or like going for a run that. And then I'll feel better.
Beautiful. So then that's perfect. So then that's a perfect step to find that little bit of space. And then another big aspect of that is when you are intuitive, when, well, I won't say we're all intuitive, when an intuitive knowing comes in, when our gut answers it, you know, when we see things clearly, the gut will see it, always the first response, just like that old adage of go with the first answer on your test. You know, if it's B, then go B. Don't overthink it, because then the next piece that always comes in is the ego or the thought. And then when we get caught in that, or the emotion. So the gut will never be emotional, overthinking. It won't be long. It'll be brief. And it'll be almost this, I know the answer before it even happens, or you know, that you can finish the sentence for yourself. And then you have to stay in that space and do not get sideways, or do not expand into what others think or all of that. So meditation helps a lot with that, stillness, quiet, but also stop and really ask yourself, because it's a quiet voice at first. What do I really feel about this? What do I want to do here? And try not to react, because that overthinking and all that other aspect and emotion is those old layers around us, like the onion. You want to go to the center of the onion, or the center of the bullseye, and say, this is what I know to be true. This is where the gut is. But those layers affect us and sway us, so stay in the center. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. It does. It's always about not wanting to hurt someone's feelings or putting them out.
You know what? And as we get older, we have to let that go. If our intention is pure, and Bianca knows this is the hardest one for me to let go of. If our intention is pure, we have to say our piece with love. Or if it, you understand that it's coming towards you. So you're not out bulldozing saying, let me tell you what I think. The information, the energy is coming towards you. So you're saying your piece of it. And what happens from there, if it's a pure intention, is not your responsibility. That's their hurts or their pain. But you can always stand up in light and ask people to join us in light. I used to dip down into the sickness, and I had to learn to hold the space. And that's the heart, staying at the heart space and not dipping down. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I keep waiting. I know we have little Miss returning.
I cannot wait.
So we're gonna Jill, thank you so much for coming and doing this. I hope we can have you on again
anytime,
because I feel like they are here. maybe timing. We'll take a little break and we'll just
your
come
intuition
back with our mom session, our mom bomb. Yeah. Okay. See you guys.
We're back.
Hi.
Hi.
I feel like I just learned a lot.
Oh, yeah. And I feel calmer and more centered. And I also always feel so grateful when I see my friends again that are, you know, wise friends, people who I have in my life that I feel like you have friends in your life, because we all do, who are lovely and amazing, but they bring drama and it's always a little more work, right? And then you have those friends who you know you can turn to in a crisis, who you know can be there for you and be your rock, and who stand on their own solid ground. That doesn't mean that they don't ever have problems, but you know, just that they have a well of wisdom within them to offer you. And it's funny because there are people like that who have come to me. And I think just more as I'm open to knowing that those are very important friends to have, they just show up. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so funny along the path. People just kind of show up, and you know when you meet them, you're like, It's like you and me. It's like when we met, it was like, this is, I don't know how, but this is going to be something more. And, you know, the podcast was born and there you go.
I love it.
And I also should say that before Jill worked with me, I did ask her to be discreet and not to share anything too personal, because honestly, I don't have the time to edit it out or go through the shame spirals, people. Okay. So if you're wondering like, well, why isn't it more specific? That's why. Because I'm learning boundaries and how to, you know, not be totally butt ass naked all the time on the show.
I'm butt ass naked.
I know. It's great.
But again, as with everything, to each his own. Yes. And it's what works best for you. And I have to tell you too, I mean, we don't talk a lot about it, Ellie, because I don't want to talk about it, but I've got almost a good decade on you. And
that's the sweetest thing you've ever said.
And, you know, I mean, that's also something that like, I in my early 30s wasn't ready to do that yet. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't. It took me a long time. I mean, honestly, I almost feel like it's even just in this past year where I've just said like, I don't care anymore. I'm just going to go on podcasts and interviews and just, you know, spill my beans. Good.
I mean, a year and a half ago, I was doing my private little hypnotherapy session with Alicia Tambori after Sabrina was born. You guys should listen to that episode. We had her on. And so much of it was like about what I wanted her to say in the tape to me was like about owning my voice and like being able to speak out and speak my truth and be comfortable just being me out there. And so the fact that I have a podcast now is crazy.
Yeah.
Like that so much can develop in a year.
And I think too, very important to note, because this is something I've learned along the way that's very important, is that you are always where you are supposed to be. And what that means to me at the utmost core of it is that you have to have patience. Like you don't get from A to Z overnight. And I don't think we ever get to Z. There's no finish line, right? It's just, it is, it's ongoing, the work, the process, the learning, all of it. But the thing is that if you did do that, if you did all of a sudden decide, I'm going to spill the beans on everything, you probably would have a nervous breakdown. I mean, our psyche is not meant.
No, my family would, but yes.
No, but I mean, just anyone in general would.
Well, and also like, and I hear you. And also Brene Brown always talks about how like, you know, people need to earn it. Like that's the other thing. It's like, don't, your story is not safe with everyone too. Like that's part of it also. Like as open as we are, like just know who you're, you know, there's got trust should be built, right? And I trust all of you guys, our listeners.
Yeah. Well, and everyone in their own time. That's what I always say. Baby steps.
Mom session. Okay, so my mom session is this bracelet that Jill gave me. It's green and it's beautiful. And she said there are these little knots in it that you can like meditate on each knot. And so I'll be like, I am blooming. I am blooming. I am blooming. And I seem insane. But that's what I'm doing.
Awesome. Well, my mom bomb is also Jill themed.
Oh, I should say the website.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's silly. Okay. So go to imcommunity.com. And that's where you can find these little bracelets, these I Am bracelets. And they're all in different colors. You guys heard why she gave me green, but they all have a different meaning. But they're really sweet. They're almost like little friendship bracelets.
Yeah.
And they also sell them in packs of 10 or 5. You could give one to a girlfriend, another mama.
Yeah, or like your mama group or something. It's fun. Little like secret unifying thing that you're reminded of when you look at it, the support system that you have. And my mom bomb comes from one of Jill's articles on Goop, which we'll post up on Facebook this week.
And it's such a good article. Everyone, you need to read it.
It's a great article. And she says, we all have a knowing. It's really just a question of whether we're willing to acknowledge and honor what we know and act on it in a positive way. So you guys, honor your knowing. We honor you. We honor all the choices you have when it comes to being parents, living this life and doing the best you can. And remember to trust in your goodness.
Live out your greatness.
And rock on.
Atomic Moms.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudeen posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.